Booker and Miss Shanky Noble. All right, Nesca. Tiger Nose Legs Play Ball Camp, led by Imaginative Children's Museum. Children's imaginations come first, imagine that. But here, plan your next visit to Imaginative Children's Museum at 210 North Tipton in Vine Savia. Now let's send it down to Joe and Tipper, who are, or actually who are with today's Play Ball Camp.
Good afternoon and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale against the San Jose Giants. Here's your starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile, starting with the visitors, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Leading off at shortstop, number 13, Averson Arteaga, batting second to the designated hitter, number 19, Grant McCray. Batting third in center field, number 7, Vaughn Brown. In the cleanup spot at right field, number 2, Victor Barracoto. Batting fifth at second base, number 1, Dylan Rosario. Batting sixth at third base, number 12, Abdiel Lair. Batting seventh for the Giants in left field, number 32, Najee Gaskins. Batting eighth behind home plate, number 5, Max Wright. And batting ninth for the Giants at first base, number 9, Rainer Santana. Starting pitcher on the mound for the Giants, he was the starter in game 1, is Eric Silva, right-handed pitcher, starting for the Giants. And now here's the lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field, number 23, Wilder Patino. Batting second, Jordan Lawler. Third, Davison De Los Santos. In the cleanup spot, Shane Muntz. Fifth, Junior Franco, followed by Gene Walters. Then J.J. DeRossio. Batting eighth, Jason Roberson. And ninth, G.J. Hill. Liam Norris, the starter for the Rawhide. Here's the first pitch. It swung on and missed. Strike one. Rawhide fell to the Giants yesterday by a score of 10-2. Looking to bounce back, they currently have a 9-game losing streak. Pitch from Norris, missing outside, ball one. Norris, left-handed pitcher, it's his third start of the season. Doesn't have a record yet. Rather, hasn't had any wins or losses. He does have a 4.05 ERA. 1-1, swung on, fouled off down the third base side. Count is now 1-2. Catching for Norris today is J.J. DeRossio. Third base, Davison De Los Santos. Shortstop is Jordan Lawler. Second base, Gene Walters. And at first, Shane Muntz. The 1-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Arteaga goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. McCray now batting from the left side. McCray batting 208 this season. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. In left field for the Rawhide is Junior Franco. Center field, Wilder Patino. And in right field, Jason Roberson. Left versus left matchup. The 0-1 from Norris. Missing high and in. McCray had a spin out of the way of that one. First pitch today was at 1 o'clock. One count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Down the third base side off the netting. Rawhide today wearing their cream-colored pants with their alternate red jerseys. It has a black V on the left breast. The numbers are in black and gold. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Norris. First one looking. Second one swinging. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. Vaughn Brown batting from the right side, two away. with the red alternate jerseys. The Rawhide are wearing their traditional black caps with the red V on the front. The pitch is swung on, foul tipped. Count is 0-1. Brown had a nice day at the plate. Three hits. He had a home run, a double, and a single. The pitch just missing outside. Count is 1-1. Infield shading to the right against Brown. There's a big gap between Lawler, the shortstop, and the physical second base. Outfield shading to the right, the 1-1. Swung on, high fly ball, right field side. Roberson giving chase. He's running out of room, and it'll land in the pasture area, the CSDA pasture. A little bit warmer here today in Visalia for the day game. All week it's been in the 70s, even in the afternoon. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Brown goes down swinging. And Liam Norris strikes out the side to start off this game. Scoreless heading into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early.
First pitch to Wilder Patino, swung on, line down the right field line. A fair ball down the right field line. Patino heading for second. No, he'll stay at first base. Not a very hard hit line drive, more like a flare. Perfectly placed down the right field line. Right fielder Barracoto couldn't get to it. It was hit maybe a foot or 2 feet foul. I beg your pardon, fair. Sounded like he was jammed on the inside part of his bat. Able to muscle it into right field for a leadoff base hit brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning, and Jordan Lawler will bat from the right side. Nobody out, runner on first. On the mound, Eric Silva. The pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner, breaking ball from Silva. Oh, one missing high and in. Checking the weather app, it says it's 69 degrees, but I don't believe that, although it does say that the real feel is 78, so might just be 69, but the sun beating down on you feels closer to 80 degrees. No breeze here today either. Pitch to Lawler. Check swing, but it missed high. Did he go? No. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Brandon Tipton. On the bases, Shinko Shizawa, who just confirmed that Lawler did not go. Two, one count. The pitch missing outside. Ball two. Catching for Silva today is Max Wright. Third base, Abdi Olaire. At shortstop, Averson Arteaga. At second base, Dylan Rosario. And at first base is Rainer Santana. From left to right for the Giants, Najee Gaskins, Vaughn Brown, and Victor Barricotto. 3-1. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count is full. Lawler yesterday went 2-for-3 with a walk. His two hits were singles. Patino, the runner on first. Silva taking his time, pausing. The 3-2. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right field. Patino was off on the pitch. He has to hurry back to first base. The second baseman, Rosario, makes the catch in shallow right field for the first out of the inning. Davis and De Los Santos batting from the right side. One down, runner on first is Lawler. Beg your pardon, it's not Lawler, it's Patino. Lawler just popped out. De Los Santos, the third baseman this afternoon for the Rawhide. The pitch, missing high, ball one. Silva sets the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Silva, 6'1", 185 pounds, just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 in October of this year. He's from Baldwin Park, California. One is swung on and missed strike two, a high fastball he waved at. This season, Silva doesn't have any wins or losses, but does have a 1.93 ERA. This is Silva's third start of the season. The pitch swung on, lined into center field, a base hit. Patino advances to second, and he'll stay there as Brown gets it in. Shane Muntz batting from the right side. Runners on first and second, one down. On second, Wilder Patino. And on first, De Los Santos. Muntz yesterday had a nice day at the plate. Two singles, lined out to center, but it was a hard hit ball. He also reached on an error by the third baseman last night. Silva sets the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Silva's last appearance was against the Rawhide in game one just last Tuesday. Give it one earned run off of three hits. The one hit was a home run. Pitched 2 2/3 innings. Give it one walk, struck out four. Opponents are batting 235 against him this season. 0-1. Missing outside. And by the way, the player to have the home run against Silva is at the plate, Shane Muntz. Muntz has two home runs this season, batting 323. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Missing low on the dirt, ball two. Muntz has five runs batted in, could get a couple more here. Runner on second, Wilder Patino. He's very fast. Runner on first, Davis and De Los Santos. 2-1 count, one down. The pitch. Missing low one outside. Ball three. On deck, Junior Franco. Silva was drafted in the fourth round by the San Francisco Giants last year. He was the 115th overall pick. He went to J. Sarah High School. Here's a 3-1. Swung on and missed strike two. A big swing and miss from Muntz. J. Sarah, local Catholic school in Southern California. My high school actually played them a lot in football. I went to Bishop Montgomery High School. Full count, one down, runners on first and second. Muntz calls for time. After Silva was drafted by the Giants, he pitched in two games in the Arizona Complex League. This is his first season in the California League. A 3-2. Patino takes off for third. The pitch is swung on into left field. A base hit. Patino is going to score. De Los Santos stays at third. And the Rawhide take a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the first inning. Great effort by the shortstop, Arteaga. It looked like he maybe had a chance to make that catch. He leaped up trying to catch the line drive. Had he done so, probably would have been a double play, because Patino was off on the pitch, but instead Patino able to score easily on the RBI single for Muntz. Rawhide lead 1-0, bottom half of the first. Runners in the corners now for Junior Franco batting from the left side. Third baseman Lair in, his toes on the infield grass. The pitch swung on, lined fair down the right field line. De Los Santos will score easily. Muntz heading for third, and it goes out of play, it looks like. It's down the right field corner. I think he got stuck in the netting down there. So Franco will be standing on second base, Muntz on third, an RBI ground rule double. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. The pitching coach, Dan Runzler, for the San Jose Giants, going to have a conversation with Silva and the entire infield. Here's how this inning has gone so far. Patino singled into right field. Not a very hard hit line drive, but able to find some grass in right field. Lawler popped out for the first out. De Los Santos singled into center to make it runners on first and second. Then Muntz singled into left field. Patino scored easily as he was off on the pitch. With runners on the corners, Franco doubled down the right field line. It ended up being a ground rule double because the ball got stuck in the netting in the right field corner that kind of juts out by the cowbell section. So Franco drives in De Los Santos. That's how it's a 2-0 ball game. Now Shane Muntz at third, Franco on second, and Gene Walters at the plate. First pitch is swung on. Walters is out at first. Here's the throw home. Muntz is safe. Let's go through that one again. A really weird play there. It was a slow ground ball. Muntz wasn't off on contact. Franco was, though. But Franco kind of slowed down as he saw that Muntz didn't break immediately for the plate. It is hit so slowly the second baseman, Rosario, was focused on that and threw Walters out. And then as soon as the throw went to first, Muntz then took off for the plate. Head first dive, he's safe. It's a 3-0 ball game, but could have been disastrous. We've seen that a few times now with runners on second and third, with actually Muntz on third and Franco on second. The pitch to J.J. DeRossio is fouled off, count is 0-1. 0-1 count, two down. The last time that happened is in Lake Elsinore, and it was a hard hit ball with the infield in. Franco was off on contact again, just like it was here, and Muntz didn't go immediately, so there's a miscommunication somewhere going on with the Rawhide on that situation. The pitch, low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Franco's going to score. 4-0 Rawhide lead. It'll be a wild pitch on Silva. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line down the right field side, out of play.
That's broken one of Revision Glass Works 747-2000.
Pitch missing outside. Count is 2-2, two down, nobody on. 4-0, Rawhide lead the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Two, two count. Silva kicks. Missing high, ball three, full count. Three, two to D'Orazio. Swung on, line down the right field side, but it's hooking foul again into the CSDA pasture.
By the way, fans and foul balls, the Porter Sons prize ball ticket to the general store to get a free sandwich from Porter Sons.
Do a 3-2 again. The payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. D'Orazio goes down looking to end the inning, but the Rawhide score four. They lead 4-0 going into the top half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top half of the second. Norris back on the mound. The pitch is swung on and fouled towards the right field concourse. Count is 0-1. At the plate is Victor Barracoto. He's the right fielder this evening, or afternoon, I should say. It's only 1:25 in the afternoon here in Visalia. 0-1, missing high. Norris, in his third start with the Rawhide this season, struck up the side in the first. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball two. The pitch. Missing low, ball three. No clouds in the sky here in Visalia. Very sunny day. The 3-1, missing outside, ball four. Barracoto draws a leadoff walk to start off the second.
playing second base for number one, Dylan Rosario.
Dylan Rosario batting from the right side. Nobody out. Runner on first. First pitch to him is a called strike on the outside corner. Here's the 0-1. Another called strike outside corner. Norris entered today's game with a 4.05 ERA. His last appearance in Lake Elsinore, he pitched three innings. Gave it just one hit, but three earned runs. The 0-2, missing high and in ball one. Norris has actually only given up two hits this entire season. Just the one hit against Lake Elsinore last Sunday was a big hit. It was a three-run blast after he walked two batters in that inning. 1-2. Missing high, count is even 2-2. Norris works quickly. He sets the pitch. Missing inside, ball three. Full count, nobody out, runner on first. We're a high lead by four in the top half of the second inning off of four hits. Pickoff attempt at first base. Count remains full. Infield shading just slightly to the right, except for the third baseman, De Los Santos. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Duracio. Strike three. That is four strikeouts today for Liam Norris. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, runner on first, and Abdiel Lair bats from the right side. Norris already has four strikeouts this afternoon. His career high is six. He's done it three times. First pitch, just missing inside to Lair. Norris asked after that pitch where it missed, asking if it was too inside, and it was confirmed that it was just a bit too inside. 1-0. Swung on, fouled out of play. Count is now 1-1. One, one count, one down. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, a great breaking ball from Norris. Norris, just 20 years old, drafted out of high school in North Carolina, although he's really a Texas boy. He likes to remind me of that every time I bring up North Carolina. The pitch, missing low, ball two. 2-2 count, one down. Third baseman De Los Santos playing well down the line now. 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped as Lair falls to a knee. 2-2, runner on first, one down with the Rawhide leading by four. Norris sets the runner on first, Barracoto, got a three-step lead. The pitch, swung on, fouled out of play behind the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Back in Lake Elsinore, Norris and I were just talking about the different rules that were happening in minor league baseball. There's a lot of experimental rules happening. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball three. One of those experimental rules is the pitch clock. And Liam absolutely despises it. I think mainly because he does work so quickly. He really doesn't need much of a pitch clock. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball. De Los Santos, the third baseman, fields it, throws a second for one. On to first, in time, an inning-ending double play, 5-4-3. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Norris, despite the leadoff walk, and that is your Geiger Electric play of the game. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Rawhide still lead by four going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Jason Roberson batting from the left side. First pitch to him misses out ball one. Silva back on the mound. Pitch is swung on. High pop fly, third base side. Layer underneath it in foul territory. Now comes back over and makes the catch in fair territory. Oh my goodness. He was a good three steps in foul territory. And then all of a sudden lunged over to fair territory to make the catch. One down.
Now finally, designated hitter number one, G.J. Hill.
G.J. Hill now bats from the left side. One down, nobody on. The pitch swung on and fouled into the netting. Silva kicks. Pitch misses high, ball one. Hill was kind enough to catch our three first pitches this afternoon. It's somehow become my job to find players who are willing to do that. Here's the pitch. It's a cold strike on the outside corner, and I really do have to say thank you to G.J. Hill for being able to always be available for me whenever I need him to do something with the kids in the community or anything promotions-wise on social media. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Hill strikes out for the second out of the inning. Wildered Patino bats from the right side. He had the first hit of the day. Line drive into right field and scored the first run of the game for the Rawhide. Two away, nobody on. Patino bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used this third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The 0-2, low in the dirt and outside ball one. Rawhide still lead 4-0, bottom half of the second inning. 1-2 count, two down, nobody on. Patino at the plate. Silva delivers. Missing inside, ball two. 15-year-old. Ranked as the 29th top prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Missed a lot of last season because of injuries. The 2-2 swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Rosario tries to make a diving play, but he can't get to it. Patino with a two-out hit. He's 2-for-2 today. Jordan Lawler now bats from the right side. Two down, runner on first. The pitch. Missing high. The throw to second. Patino was off on the pitch, and he's called safe at second base. Dylan Rosario, the second baseman, can't believe it. But Patino's safe, diving head first into second. Now the manager, Lipso Nava, is going to go have a conversation.
Be sure to protect your belongings with ADT Alarms 559-308.
Looked close on the replay. I wasn't able to tell. JT, if you want to run that again, here we go. Oh, I think that might have been the right call. He might have been safe. A head first dive. He looked like he might have been safe at second. From naked eye, I thought he was definitely out, but... Wow, close play. He might have actually been safe. I thought that the umpire got it wrong, but Shinko Shizawa, I think, got it right. Shout out to JT for always helping me with these replays because we know I miss a lot of stuff. 1-0 count, two down. Runner on second is Patino. At the plate, still Lawler. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Lawler in his first at-bat popped out the second. One count, two down. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. One, two, count, two down. The pitch. Runner takes off her third, but the pitch misses high. And inside, and I think it's a foul ball, they're saying. Looking at the replay, yeah, I think it hit off of Lawler's handle. At first I thought it was a pass ball, but then the catcher right didn't move at all to go retrieve it, so it must have been a foul tip. Just hard to see from this angle, and even hard to see on that replay a little bit, too. So it's a 1-2 again. The pitch. Patino takes off again. It misses outside. No throw from the catcher. Patino with two stolen bases in an inning. Rahai lead 4-0. Threatening again. Patino just 90 feet away. 2-2 to Lawler. Swung on and missed strike three. Lawler strikes out to end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on third, but they still lead 4-0. We're going into the top of the third inning with the Rawhide leading, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron.
Gaskin squares to bunt, gets it down to second baseman Walters, and it's a leadoff bunt single. They break up the no-hitter that Norris had going into the third with a bunt single, a perfect push bunt. Gaskin squared on the first pitch, got it down well past the pitcher's mound, where it's actually the second baseman Walters who fielded it. Leadoff man is on for the second inning in a row for the Giants. Batting from the left side now is Max Wright. He's the catcher this afternoon. The pitch missing outside, ball one. Runner on first to Gaskins. He's the left fielder this afternoon. Nobody out. Munt's the first baseman holding him there. The pitch. Missing. High. Count is 2-1. Pitch missing low. Nice stop by Durazo, the catcher, this afternoon. 3-1 count. This is the final game of the six-game series against the San Jose Giants, where I have not been able to defeat them yet. The 3-1 is fouled off down the left field side. Count is now full. Rawhide not only have lost the last five games to the Giants, but they've actually lost the last nine games. Currently have a nine-game losing streak. Started off the season 4-1 and now are 4-10. Pickoff attempt at first base. Gaskin's back safely standing up. For those of you who followed the Rawhide last year, you know about the two 12-game losing streaks that the Rawhide had last year. But I do have to tell you, this does not feel the same way. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Wright strikes out for the first out of the inning. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. It's now five strikeouts this afternoon for Norris. He's one away from tying his career high. One down, runner on first is Gaskins. He's back diving on a pickoff attempt, but he's called safe. One down. Santana batting from the right side. The pitch. Missing low and in, ball one. So as I was saying, it doesn't feel like the same team where last year when the Rawhide were having those 12-game losing streaks, it felt like the sky was falling whenever it was a loss. It had to do with just the type of errors that were happening, the mental errors, the base running errors, things like that, as that pitch misses low, ball two. With these games, it's felt close for the most part. Yesterday's game got a little bit out of hand with six unearned runs scored by the San Jose Giants, but a majority of these losses, really one better inning. Could have ended the game. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball. Second baseman Walters picks it up. The throw to first in time. A slow ground ball, almost like a shallow pop-up behind the pitcher's mound. Norris couldn't get to it. Walters had to come running in, fielded on the infield grass, and threw it to first base in time to retire Santana. So it is two down, but there's now a runner in scoring position for the first time this afternoon for the Giants. Top of the order, Averson Arteaga batting from the right side. He struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play behind the first base grandstands. And into North Gidding Street. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Count is 0-2. He's batting 286 this season. Two home runs and eight runs batted in. Wind blowing out to left right now. Wind's picked up here in Visalia. The 0-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Averson goes down looking to end the inning. Six strikeouts this afternoon for Liam Norris. He ties his career high. The Rawhide still lead 4-0 going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota.
First pitch to Davison De Los Santos misses low, ball one. It's the bottom half of the third inning. Rawhide lead 4-0. They scored four runs in the first. The pitch swung on, a hard ground ball. Arteaga, the shortstop, fields it. Throws to first in time to retire De Los Santos.
Now founding is today's in and out double batter. First base run, Shane Muntz
bats from the right side. One down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a hard one-hopper to the third baseman. He drops it, though, picks it up, throws to first in time to get Muntz. As a hard one-hopper to the left of Lair. He stopped it with his glove. It has some weird backspin on it. Did stop it, and Muntz, not a fast runner. He was able to still throw him out despite the bobble. Two quick outs for Silva and the Giants, and now Junior Franco bats from the left side. He doubled down the right field line. Actually, it was a ground rule double. It got stuck in the netting down the right field line. The pitch, missing low, ball one. Rawhide have five hits today. Giants only have one. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. And that one hit for the Giants was off a bunt by Gaskins. Pitch. Swung on a hard ground ball. Second baseman Rosario was there. Fields it, throws to first. And that will end the inning. The first 1-2-3 inning of work for Silva. Heading into the fourth, the Rawhide lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grant McCray leads it off for the Giants. It's the top half of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 4-0. It's the final game of the six-game series against the Giants. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-1. McCray, the designated hitter again today for the Giants. Norris back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Here's the pitch. It swung on a ground ball back up the middle. Walters, the second baseman, fields it. Throw to first. In time, he's out. Close play, but McCray out at first.
Heading to the plate, center fielder, Von Braun.
One down, nobody on. Von Braun batting from the right side. Brown struck out in his first at-bat against Norris. Norris still under 50 pitches. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Franco going back, so is Patino, but Franco will make the catch in left center field for the second out of the inning. That's the first ball hit out of the infield by the Giants today.
Right fielder, Victor Barakoto.
Two quick outs. Nobody on, and Victor Barakoto bats from the right side. He drew a walk back in the second inning. The pitch, missing high, ball one. The Giants today have only had two base runners. One was Barakoto, the walk. The other, Gaskins, with his bunt single. The pitch, missing outside, ball two. This is going to be the 50th pitch of the afternoon for Norris. Southpaw kicks. Here it is. Misses low and outside. Ball three. 3-0, two down, nobody on. Pitch to Barracudo. Missing high, ball four. Something about Barracudo. He's drawn two walks today. The only two walks that Norris has given up, too.
Second baseman,
Dylan Rosario batting from the right side. Two down, runner on first. He struck out in his first at-bat. Two away. The pitch. Missing inside, ball one. And Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation with Norris on the mound. Every Rawhide Mound visit this year is brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
Quick meeting on the mound. Dylan Rosario bats from the right side. Runner on first, Barracudo. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count is now 1-1. The Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top half of the fourth. Neither team have committed an error thus far, and the Rawhide have 5 hits while the Giants have 1. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Patino giving chase, still giving chase, looking up. It's a home run. A two-run blast for Dylan Rosario. His first home run of the season makes it a 4-2 ball game. It's his first home run hit in the California League. Makes it a 4-2 ball game. In the top half of the fourth inning.
Now batting, third baseman, Adriano Linger.
Just the second hit of the afternoon given up by Norris, but it's a loud one, a two-run blast to cut the Rawhide lead in half. Now Abdiel Layer bats from the right side, the pitch missing in ball one. He hit into an inning-ending double play in his last at-bat. Started off at the third baseman, the ground ball to the third baseman, De Los Santos. The 1-0 swung on, lined into right center. Roberson giving chase, so is Patino, but it's Patino who comes over to make the catch on the run in front of the barn. Giants get on the board. It's a 2-1 blast. Hit by Dylan Rosario, his first home run of the season. Rawhide still lead 4-2 going into the bottom half of the fourth, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
A Toyota Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Rawhide lead 4-2. Gene Walters leading off for the Rawhide. Batting from the left side against the new pitcher on the mound, Manuel Mercedes. First pitch, missing outside, ball one. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch to Walters, swung on, fouled off down the third base side. One count. Here's the pitch. Missing well inside, ball two.
Pitching changes for San Jose. Now pitching number 16, Manuel Mercedes.
Mercedes came early for Eric Silva, who is on the hook for the loss. Gave up 4 earned runs off of 5 hits and 3 innings of work. He did strike out 3. The pitch is swung on and fouled off into the netting. Mercedes, tall right-handed pitcher on the mound. The 2-2 swung on foul down the first base side. Mercedes, 6'4", 190 pounds, signed as an international free agent out of the Dominican Republic in 2019. And he's a young, tall right-handed pitcher. The 2-2 swung on, fouled off. Long at bat here by Walters. Mercedes, just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 in September of this year. This is his first season in the California League. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Walter strikes out for the first time today. One away, nobody on, and J.J. DeRossio bats from the right side.
Batting for the Hive is the catcher, J.J. DeRossio.
One down, nobody on. DeRossio bats from the right side. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. The pitch, missing just low, ball one. Mercedes this season with the Giants doesn't have any wins or losses. This is his third appearance out of the pen. His ERA is 7.71. The pitch, missing outside. In those two appearances, he's thrown 4 2/3 innings, giving up 5 runs, 4 of them earned off of 5 hits, 9 walks, and 1 strikeout. Opponents are batting 313 against him. The 2-0 swung on, fouled out of play down the first base side. Rawhide saw him last Tuesday. Give up 4 runs, 3 of them earned off of 4 hits and 2 innings of work. The pitch is swung on and fouled off down the first base side again. He walked 4 in that outing while striking out 1. Two count, one down. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball three, full count. On deck, Jason Roberson. The 3-2. Missing outside, a ball four. DeRossio draws a one-out walk. That's the first free pass given up by a Giants pitcher today. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Pitch to Roberson, missing in ball one. Roberson, in his first at-bat, popped out to the third baseman, Lair. Durazo, the runner on first, the 1-0. Swung on, a ground ball down the first base side. One count, one down. The pitch. Missing outside, ball two. It is now 2:07 local time in Visalia. Been playing for just over an hour now. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 4-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball. Slow ground ball. Second baseman Rosario picks it up. No, he doesn't. It was a hit by Durazo. Durazo, the runner, ran into the ground ball going to second. So Durazo calls out and Roberson safe on first base. It should be... at least that's how it should be. But yes, that's how it is. I saw Durazo still staying by third base. Curious what was going on, but Roberson is standing on first. Two down, and Hill now batting from the left side. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Two down. First pitch to Hill. He squares to bunt. Gets it down the third base side, but it's foul. Hill struck out in his first at-bat. Roberson, about a 3.5-step lead. The pitch to Hill misses outside. Count is 1-1. Today is Tipper's birthday. Turned 15 today. Our mascot, Tipper T. Bull, stands for Tipper the Bull. A lot of fun activities for the kids on Sundays. The pitch missing low ball, too, especially on Tipper's birthday. Every Sunday in the Valley Children's Kids Corral behind the right field wall, we have inflatables. And when it gets hotter here in Visalia, we'll have the water inflatables, like the water slides. And Tipper's Kids Club members get to run the bases after the game today. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 2-2. Also, if you signed up for a Tipper's Kids Club and you're one of the first 200 Kids Club members in attendance, you received a Tipper's birthday shirt. 2-2 count, two down. Mercedes sets. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Hill disagrees with it, having a conversation with Tipton at the plate. But Hill will head back to the dugout for the final out of the inning. Rawhide still lead 4-2. We're going into the fifth, and Liam Norris coming back onto the mound. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Yeah.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Fifth inning, Norris back on the mound. The first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Gaskins. He had the first hit of the day for the Giants. It was a bunt down the right field, rather the right side of the infield. The pitch, missing low ball one. The only other hit that Norris has given up today was the two-run blast by Dylan Rosario for his first home run in the California League. The 1-1, missing inside, ball two. Norris, the southpaw, delivers, missing high, ball three. Norris now pitched through four innings. That ties his career high. He's done that four times now in his career. Four innings pitched. Pitch is swung on, fouled into the netting behind home plate. Count is now full. Rahai lead 4-2. They scored four in the first inning, and the Giants scored two in the last inning in the fourth. The 3-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Gaskins goes down looking. That's strikeout number seven for Liam Norris. He now has two new career highs. Career high strikeout now seven. Career high innings pitch now 4.1. 4 1/3. Now Max Wright batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Wright today struck out in his first at-bat. This is Norris's 65th pitch of the afternoon. Here it is. It's fouled off over the third base grandstands. There's a lefty warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on and fouled down the first base side. I think it's Mesa. Provided the pitching staff hasn't changed something up on me, Mesa is the only left-handed pitcher in the bullpen this season. The pitch swung on, a tapper in front of the mound. D'Orazio picks it up, throws it to first in time, and that's the second out of the inning. Norris did a good job of coming off the mound, but D'Orazio calls him off. That was the right call, especially with Norris being a lefty. He would have had to spin around while his momentum was going home. And Jorge Cortez is coming onto the mound. Norris was shaking his head no. He's one out away from being able to qualify for the win, but he's at 66 pitches, and usually, especially early on in these minor leaguers' career, they are held to a very strict pitch count. Tough break for Norris, one out away from qualifying to get the win, but he leaves it in the hands of Carlos Mesa. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll tell you more about Carlos Mesa. It's going to be two outs, nobody on in the top half of the fifth with the Rawhide leading by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Carlos Mesa on the mound for the Rawhide. Pitches ball one low to Rainer Santana. Santana grounds it out to second in his first at bat. The pitch, missing low and in, ball two. Back-to-back lefties on the mound for the Rawhide. Mesa in relief for Liam Norris. Just taken out after 4 2/3 innings of work. The pitch, called strike. Norris gave up two hits, two earned runs, two walks, and struck out a career high of 7. Those 4 2/3 innings, also a career high. Again, just one out away from 5 complete innings. The pitch swung on, broken bat, but it's foul down the right field side by the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. And as Cortez was coming to the mound to take out Norris, Norris shook his head, and I think I saw him mouth the words no. But again, with how young a lot of these pitchers are early in their career, there's going to be very, very strict pitch count rules. And unfortunately for Norris, he was at 66. He will not get the opportunity to finish off this fifth inning. The 2-2, missing high, ball 3. Full count, 2 down, nobody on, Santana the batter. Mesa sets the 3-2. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around according to the home plate umpire. Strike 3. Mesa strikes out Santana to end the fifth. Heading into the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this one in the Rawhide lead 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom hand, the 805 E double fence inning, the batter center fielder, Walter Patino.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Patino leads it off. The pitch from Mercedes misses inside, ball one. Pitch missing outside, ball two. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Mercedes working quickly, the 2-1, swung on and missed, strike two. Patino today has two hits. He's singled into right and a single into center. His single down the right field line was an inside pitch that he was able to muscle into right field. The pitch swung on. Ground ball into center field. Another hit for Patino. And Jordan Lawler now batting from the right side. Nobody out. Runner on first is Patino. Lawler today 0 for 2. He's popped out to the second baseman and struck out. Mercedes in his second inning of work. First pitch to Lawler, misses low, ball one. I mentioned that it's Tipper's birthday day today. Sunday is also Tipper's Kids Club day, where a lot of the kids get to run the bases. Well, if you're a Kids Club member, you get to run the bases on Sunday after the game. Here's the pitch. Patino takes off and misses low and outside. No throw from the catcher. Wright was unable to keep it in his glove, so no shot. Able to get Patino. He now has three stolen bases this afternoon. Lawler now batting with a 2-0 count. Nobody out. Runner on second. Not only are Sundays our Kids Club days, but it's also our Bark and Bruise Sundays. The pitch. Missing low. Those Sundays brought to you by Barrel House Brewing Company and also High School's Feed Depot. So before this year, dogs were only allowed in Valley Strong Ballpark on Sundays, on Bark and Brew days. But now we have a CSDA pasture, California Service Dog Academy pasture, that has the Sentinel Dog Park in right field. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. It hits off the catcher right, and Patino will head for third, and Lawler trots down to first base. It's a four-pitch walk. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance, Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. So runners in the corners, nobody out, in De Los Santos now batting from the right side. Another aspect of the Bark and Brews on Sundays, by the way, is $2 off Barrel House Brewing Company beers at the Barrel House Bar out in right field near the pasture area. Runner on third, Patino on first, Lawler at the plate, De Los Santos. The pitch, missing low, ball one. Both runners very fast on the bases. By the way, Patino's standing on third base after the wild pitch. It was officially ruled a wild pitch on Mercedes. Pickoff attempt at first base. Lawler back safely diving. One-oh count. De Los Santos today has singled and grounded out to short. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Outfield shading to the right against De Los Santos. There's a huge gap in left field. The left fielder Gaskin standing in front of the video board in left center field. 1-1 count, the pitch. Missing outside, ball gets by the catcher. Here comes Patino, the throw home is not in time. He's safe at the plate, and now Lawler is going to go to third as the ball got by the pitcher, Mercedes. Ball got by right. It was pitched in the other batter's box. Wright got the ball quickly, Mercedes coming in. The underhand flip to Mercedes was wide to his left. He wasn't able to hold on to the ball, so then Lawler goes to third. It's going to be a wild pitch, and then a throwing error on the catcher is how Lawler advances to third. It's now a 5-2 ball game, Rawhide lead. Infield in with the runner on third and nobody out. 2-1 count to De Los Santos. The pitch. Swung on. Fouled out of play. Count is even 2-2. Infield in. The right side of the infield have their toes on the infield grass. The left side, a step or two behind the infield grass. Outfield still shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball three. Full count now. Full count, nobody out, runner on third. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. We'll do it again. And by the way, they are giving Lawler a stolen base when he advanced to second. He must have been off on the pitch, and I didn't see that. That is official from our official scorer. 3-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. De Los Santos is heading towards first base, but he's out looking for the first out of the inning. So De Los Santos goes down looking for the first out. Shane Muntz now bats from the right side. Infield still in with one down and the runner on third. The pitch, missing low and out, ball one. Lawler still the runner on third. Muntz today has an RBI single into left field. He's also grounded out to third. His RBI single drove in the first run of the game. The Rawhide lead 5-2. The pitch missing low and out, ball two. Count, one down, the pitch. Missing low and out, ball three. All three pitches to Muntz have been low and outside. Lawler, the runner on third, 3-0 count. Mercedes sets the 3-0. called strike at the letters. Count is 3-1. Still a hitter's count. The 3-1 misses low and outside. Ball four. Munz draws a one-out walk to make it runners on the corners and one down in the fifth inning. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Junior Franco bats from the left side. One down, runners in the corners. On third, Lawler. First is Munz. Franco today doubled down the right field side. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop. Goes to second for one. On to first in time. An inning-ending double play. Rawhide do get a run back. It's now 5-2 going into the sixth inning with a strand, a runner on third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily.
Top of the sixth inning, Carlos Mesa back on the mound. First pitch to Arteaga, swung on and missed, strike one. Mesa came in relief for Norris in the last inning with two outs and nobody on. He struck out Santana. Now he's facing a second batter of the afternoon, Arteaga, that pitch missing high and outside, ball one. Rawhide 4-10 this season. They currently have a 9-game losing streak. They lead 5-2 in the top of the sixth, though. Here's the pitch. Called strike on outside corner. One-two count. The pitch. Missing outside, ball two. Looking at the scores around the league, like Elsinore and Fresno are only in the first inning. Scoreless there, the pitch missing inside. They're going to play a doubleheader today, too, so it'll be 2 7-inning games because they were rained out on Thursday, I think it was. Down in the Inland Empire, they're facing Stockton. It's the top of the third. Inland leads 1-0. And in Modesto, they lead Rancho Cucamonga by a score of 2-0 in the second. Pitch fouled off. Count is full.
Struggle Window for Vision Glass Works, 747-2000.
And I beg your pardon, Lake Elsinore and Fresno are actually already in their second game. It's been an early start, but Lake Elsinore defeated Fresno 6-1. The pitch is fouled off again. First pitch is at 12:03 in Fresno, and is a hour 49-minute game with only 7 innings, so they're in their second game right now. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, the Rawhide lead 5-2 in the top of the sixth inning. The payoff pitch swung on, fouled back again, out of play. I believe this will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Mesa, southpaw sets, glove at the belt. The payoff pitch, just missing outside, ball four, breaking ball from Mesa that misses.
Now batting is designated hitter Grant McCray.
So the leadoff man is on, and Grant McCray will bat from the left side. Rawhide lead by 3 in the top of the sixth. They're out hitting the Giants 7-2. The Giants have committed an error while the Rawhide have not. The pitch, missing high and in, ball one. Mesa delivers, it swung on and missed, strike one. Looking at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Reno, the AAA team, currently losing to Salt Lake by a score of 3-1 in the fifth inning. Pitch is swung on and missed. The AA affiliate of the Diamondbacks, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, lost 7-4 today to San Antonio. The Hillsboro Hops currently lead 8-7 in the top of the sixth inning over Spokane. The 1-2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. McCray goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. That is now 8 strikeouts for the Rawhide pitching staff today. I beg your pardon, no, 9, miscounted. 7 for Norris, 2 for Mesa. The pitch to Brown misses outside, ball 1. 1 away, runner on first. It's Arteaga on first base. Rawhide lead by 3 in the 6th, the pitch missing out. Two oh count. Infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch. Just missing outside, ball 3. Three oh count. The pitch. Missing inside, ball 4, 2 walks given up by Mesa this inning to make it runners on first and second, one down, and Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation with Mesa and DeRossio, the catcher, on the mound. Runners on first and second, one out. And finishing off the scores in the Diamondbacks organization, the Arizona Diamondbacks are tied up at 1 in the sixth inning against the New York Mets. There's a quick meeting on the mound with Hernandez. He slowly walks back to the third base dugout. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. the Sean team, where community matters. The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball to the shortstop. There's a second for one, on to first, not in time. It was an offline throw from Walters. And now the manager, Jorge Cortez, is going to go have a conversation about something that happened over at second base. He's pointing at Gene Walters. Walters was taken out by the slide. I'm not sure if Cortez is arguing something about that or what. I truly didn't see anything off with the play. Walters seems like he was cleated on his left ankle, it seems like. Haruki Mogochi, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, going to go check on Walters. And, yeah, he points that he was cleated in his left ankle. Says he's fine. Cortez having a conversation with Shinko Shizawa. Again, I can't tell you for sure what he is arguing, but I assume it have to do with the slide at second base. Rawhide did get an out, but it's going to be runners in the corners, two down. It was Barracuda who's now standing on first base as Cortez slowly goes back to the Rawhide dugout. So Barracuda reaches on the fielder's choice. Arteaga, the runner on third. Usually on a play like that, the Rawhide are able to turn two, but unable to do so because Walters was taken out by the slide. Dylan, yeah, looking at it again, you could argue it was a late slide, but I don't really know if there is an exact rule against that. The pitch missing outside ball one, I beg your pardon for not knowing that. Two down, runners in the corners, 1-0 count. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, count is 1-1. Rosario at the plate. He has struck out and hit a two-run blast today. He does represent the tying run at the plate. Runner on third, Arteaga on first, Barracuda. The pitch missing inside. Ball two. Swung on, a slow ground ball. De Los Santos fields it, throws to second in time, and that will end the inning. Rawhide able to get out of it without allowing a run to score. The Giants strand runners on the corners. Heading into the bottom half of the sixth, the Rawhide lead 5-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Second base one, Gene Walters.
bottom half of the sixth inning. Gene Wolters batting from the left side. Back on the mound is Mercedes. It's his third inning of work. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. Rawhide lead 5-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Wolters today has grounded out to second and struck out, although he did pick up an RBI in that ground out to second. The pitch swung on, lined into right field, a leadoff base hit for Wolters. J.J. DeRossio now batting from the right side. Runner on first, Wolters, nobody out. DeRossio has struck out and walked today. Waiting on the first pitch to DeRossio. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. 1-0 count, nobody out. The runner on first, Wolters, was just taken out by a slide in the last half inning. You saw Cortez came out to argue. There wasn't really a rule for him to argue against, from my understanding. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball two. It was definitely a nasty-looking slide where he cleated Wolters, and it looked late from the replay. And I think what Cortez was doing was just arguing on Walter's behalf because that kid is getting hurt all the time. I think he's been hit by two or three pitches this series. He already left the series early with a wrist injury when he got his glove hands caught between himself and a base runner. And then here he just got cleated, getting beat up. And I think one of his necklaces, his chains broke during a game this series. So it's been a rough 6 days for Gene Wolters. 3-0 count. The pitch to DeRossio. Cold strike at the belt. Count is 3-1. Still a hitter's count for DeRossio. 3-1. The pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. DeRossio tossed his bat. Still off to go get it again. Full count. Nobody out. Runner on first. Full count. The pitch. Swung on. Fair down the first base line going into right field. Wolters heads for third. DeRossio will stay at first base. And DeRossio standing on first with a single down the right field line. Perfectly placed down the first base side. Off the bat, it looked like it might have been foul, but instead landed just fair down the line. Now, Lipso Nava, the manager for the Giants, coming out to have a conversation with Tipton. He completely disagrees with the call. It definitely landed in fair territory before it hit first base. And what Nava was arguing was that it did not cross first base in fair territory. It was actually foul. But he lost that battle, so it's runners in the corners, nobody out, and Jason Roberson is batting from the left side. Runner on third, Wolters, on first, DeRossio. Pitch is a cold strike on the outside corner. Roberson today has popped out to third and had a single in his last at-bat. The pitch swung on but fouled down the first base side. O2 to Roberson. And time is called. Infield shading to the right, but double play depth. The left fielder, Gaskins, is playing a little bit shallow and down the line. 0-2. Missing in, ball one. Roberson, a local Central Valley kid. Grew up in Bakersfield, just south of Visalia, about an hour, depending on where in Bakersfield you're going, between an hour and 90 minutes south. 1-2. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball down the first base side, but it'll be foul. And yesterday, Roberson got to meet another Central Valley kid who's a professional athlete. He met Richard Torres Jr., the Olympic silver medalist from last year's Summer Olympics. Got the silver medal in boxing. And Roberson got to catch the first pitch for Richard last night. Richard Torres Jr., originally from Tulare, California. The 1-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Roberson goes down looking for the first out of the inning. You can hear the fans unhappy with it. A little bit of a late call from the home plate umpire, but Roberson goes back to the dugout. One down. Runners in the corners, and now G.J. Hill bats from the left side. Walter's still the runner on third, on first, Durazio. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner to Hill. Hill today has struck out twice. Mercedes sets. Kicks. Misses inside. This will be Mercedes' 60th pitch of the afternoon. Here it is. Swung on, a ground ball. Second baseman comes in on it and misses it. It goes into right field. Walters will score. Durazio heads for third. Rawhide leads 6-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rosario just completely misplayed that. He came in on the ball at first, then decided to go back on it and kind of tried to, waved at it. Unable to make the play. It will be an error on the second baseman. Well, the Rawhide score run is now 6-2. Still runners in the corners and one down. The runner on third, Durazio, on first is Hill. Patino is 3-for-3 today. He has scored twice as well. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in. Ball one. Giants now have two errors today. Clearly the Giants need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. 1-0 count to Patino. The pitch, called strike. Hill was off on the pitch, and he's called out at second base. Caught stealing is Hill. So two down now. Should be a 1-1 count to Patino. A great throw. Close play, but Hill called out at second base. And Hill, by the way, even though he reached on the air, he does pick up an RBI. The pitch swung on, a one-hopper to the pitcher, the throw to first, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide get another run. They now lead by 4 going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Mesa back on the mound. Lair squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. The Giants only have two hits today. One was on an infield single. The other a home run. Both were given up by Norris. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Lair today is grounded into a double play and is lined out to center. Mesa has dealt with runners on the bases because of a few walks. Squares to bunt again. Offers, but fouls it off. Now 1-2. One-two count. Mesa sets. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball two. Southpaw sets. Delivers. It's a breaking ball, missing outside, ball three. No one throwing in the pen just yet for the Rawhide. Well, Mesa at about 35 pitches now. The 3-2. Swung on, lined into left field. A base hit will roll all the way to the fence. Lair heading for second. Franco, left fielder, picks it up to hold him to a leadoff double. Third hit of the day for the Giants. Runner in scoring position now, and now here's Najee Gaskins batting from the right. The pitch, missing high, ball one. Corner infielders in just a bit. Middle infielders back with their heels in the outfield grass. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Gaskins today had the first hit of the game for the Giants with a bunt to the second baseman, Walters. He's also struck out looking today. This is his first at-bat against Mesa. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball two. I believe it's Christian Montes de Oca warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Just starting to throw right now. Pitch is fouled off. Count is now 2-2. Mesa, one of four left-handed pitchers on the Rawhide staff, but he's the only one that comes out of the bullpen. Two-two count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled down the third base side again. Entering today's game, Mesa has a 1-0 record with a 2.79 ERA. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. He's given it three earned runs off of eight hits, one of them a home run. He's walked six batters and hit a batter in 9 2/3 innings while striking out 13. The pitch swung on, line drive deep right field. Roberson going back. He's not going to get to it. A one hops the wall. Lair's going to score. Gaskins heading for second. He'll cruise in there with an RBI double. A hard hit ball over the head of Roberson. And Gabby Hernandez will come have a conversation with Mesa. Now a 6-3 ball game in the top of the seventh inning.
Sean Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast at heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
Every Rawhide Mound visit presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
at the plate, the catcher, Max Wright.
Meeting on the mound is over. Max Wright bats from the left side. Runner in scoring position in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play down the third base side. Count is 0-1. Wright today has struck out and grounded out to the catcher. It was on a swinging bunt that Durazo popped up and was able to throw him out at first base. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide still lead by three, but the Giants are threatening here. They've already scored a run in this inning, and there's a runner in scoring position with nobody out. O2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Wright strikes out for the first out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. The used car supercenter where $500 down is all you need. Now 11 strikeouts today for the Rawhide pitching staff. Santana, the number 9 batter at the plate. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Shallow left field. Franco coming in. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. The runner on second, Gaskin, stays where he is. Two away. Runner in scoring position for Arteaga.
Shortstop, Riverside, Arteaga.
Arteaga today has struck out twice and he's walked, but here comes Jorge Cortez. Looks like that will be the afternoon for Mesa. He threw 44 pitches. And the new pitcher on the mound will be Christian Montesioca. He'll inherit a runner on second and two down in the bottom half of, rather, the top half of the seventh inning. Rawhide leads 6-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Christian Montesioca inherits a runner on second. And two down. Pitches ball one outside to Everson Arteaga. Montesioca in his first professional season. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. 1-1 count, two down, runner on second. The runner on second is Gaskins. Rawhide leads 6-3 in the top half of the seventh, and Montesioka calls for time. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Montesioka was not signed until last year in December. And he's 22 years old. That's almost unheard of for a lot of these Latin American players. They're usually signed by age 18, the latest. And if they aren't, then they try to go to university and get signed out of there. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Arteaga strikes out to end the inning. The Giants strand a runner on second, and the Rawhides still lead by three. We're going into the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Jordan Lawler leading off for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rawhide leads 6-3. We do have a new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. The first pitch misses inside, almost hits Lawler. The new pitcher, Trevor McDonald, in relief for Manuel Mercedes. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is fouled off. Down the right field side, count is 1-1. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner, count is 1-2. Mercedes, through three innings of work for the Giants, gave up two runs off of four hits, walked three and struck out four. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, count is 1-2. One, two, just missing low, count is 2-2. McDonald delivers. It's swung on, lined into left. Left fielder Gaskins takes two steps back and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Davison De Los Santos now bats from the right side. One away, nobody on. De Los Santos today has singled, grounded out to short, and struck out swinging. I beg your pardon, actually struck out looking. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. McDonald this year has a 1-0 record. Has not given up an earned run. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2. McDonald has thrown 7 2/3 innings of work entering today's game. Giving up 4 hits, walked 2, and has struck out 13. The pitch swung on and missed strike 3. Make it 14 strikeouts on the season for McDonald. Shane Muntz will now bat from the right side. Opponents are batting 138 against Trevor McDonald so far this season. Here's the pitch. Missing low and inside, ball one. The 1-0 to Muntz. Swung on and missed strike one. Muntz today has had an RBI single. He's also grounded out to third and has walked. McDonald kicks. Missing outside. Ball two. Trevor McDonald, a right-handed pitcher. 6'2", 200 pounds. He was drafted in 2019 in the 11th round. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. McDonald just turned 21 in February of this year and did play with the Giants last season. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Muntz strikes out for the final out of the seventh inning. A 1-2-3 inning of relief for McDonald. Rawhide lead by 3 going into the top half of the eighth inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Let's move to the top of the eighth inning. Now batting for the San Jose Giants, visiting the hitter Grant McCray.
Grant McCray bats from the left side, leading it off in the top half of the eighth inning. First pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-1. Christian Montes de Oca back on the mound for the Rawhide. He came in. He had the final out in the seventh inning. Struck out Arteaga. Onto Stayoka. Delivers. Called strike on outside corner. Count is 0-2. Montes de Oca has a fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Right on left matchup, McCray batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. McCray goes down swinging for the third time today. One away, nobody on in the top half of the eighth inning. Von Braun will bat from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. One oh count. Infield shading slightly to the left. Fairly straight up, though. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. In fact, this defense, the defensive alignment against Brown, is the most straight alignment I've seen from any Rawhide defense in the last 3 years I've been here. Hardly any shift at all. Time is called. Let's go, Rawhide! And I think they're going to add a ball. Let's go, Rawhide! Get him out! 2-1 count now. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, so 2-2. Again, there was an extra ball added because of a pitch clock violation. Remember, Montes de Oca, this is his first professional season. He was just signed last year, so he's never really had to use or deal with a pitch clock before, except for during spring training, the pitch missing low, ball three. But of course, when you're throwing bullpens, there isn't a pitch clock for you to keep in mind. Just in a few games, but there's no recorded games in extended spring training. 3-2. Lined into left. Franco going back is off the base of the wall. Franco gets it in quickly. Brown heading for second, but he'll reach safely, sliding into second base, a one-out double.
Heading towards the plate is center over the right fielder, Victor Barrientos.
Victor Barrientos batting from the right side, one down, runner in scoring position. And J.J. DeRossi will have a conversation with Montes de Oca on the mound. And Gabby Hernandez is going to come out as well. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters.
Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart.
Victor Barrientos today has walked twice and reached on a fielder's choice by the shortstop, Lawler. Runner on second, Brown. The first pitch. Missing inside, ball one. After today's game, this is the series finale. Rawhide will have tomorrow off before they go on a two-week road trip to the south. They'll face Rancho Cucamonga the first week and then Inland Empire the next. So the pitch swung on. A slow ground ball, a chopper to the third baseman, De Los Santos. He picks it up, throws to first base in time to retire Barrientos. Two down. Brown does advance to third.
Now batting is second baseman Dylan Rosario.
2 away, runner on third, and Dylan Rosario bats from the right side. He has struck out, hit a home run today, and reached, or rather hit a ground ball to the third baseman, De Los Santos. It's a 6-3 ball game, top of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner, count is 0-1. He sets. The pitch. Swung on, a slow ground ball. Third baseman De Los Santos fields it, keeps his feet moving. And that's the final out of the inning. Rosario grounds out to end the inning. Giants strand a runner on third, and they still trail by 3. We're going into the bottom half of the third inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
For the Rawhide, left fielder, junior front guard.
Bottom half of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today, this afternoon. Rawhide leads 6-3 in the bottom half of the eighth. The first pitch to Junior Franco is a called strike on the outside corner. The pitch, swung on, a ground ball. The shortstop, Arteaga, fields it, throws to first in time to retire Franco. A hard ground ball. Arteaga placed perfectly, is just the left of second base to retire Franco. Now Gene Walters bats from the left side, one away, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a one hopper to the pitcher. McDonald leaps up to grab it and underhand tosses it to the first baseman for the second out of the inning. Now here's J.J. DeRossio batting from the right side.
Now batting is the catcher, J.J. DeRossio.
Two away, nobody on. DeRossio so far today has struck out, walked, and singled. The pitch, missing high, ball one. One oh count. The pitch, missing low and in, ball two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball to left field. The left fielder, Gaskins, going back. It's off the video board. A solo shot for J.J. DeRossio. His first home run of of the season is first in the California League. Brahe lead 7-3. That's 103 miles an hour off the bat, 417 feet over the left center field wall. DeRossio with his first home run of the season. Pitch to Roberson is a cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Pitch missing outside. Ball one. Roberson bats from the left. He's 1-for-3 today. The pitch, missing outside, ball two. Rahai now have 10 hits today. They've scored 7 runs off them. The pitch, swung on, fouled off. Count is 2-2. Here's the pitch, missing outside, ball three. That home run, by the way, I believe is the first earned run given up by McDonald. And it is the first run he's given up this season. The pitch swung on, line drive, left center field. Brown giving chase, makes the catch along the warning track. Had to go a long way. Great grab by Brown, robs Roberson of extra bases. But the Rawhide get an insurance run. They lead 7-3 going into the top half of the ninth inning. Last chance for the San Jose Giants. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
David Sanchez, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. It's the top half of the ninth inning. Rawhide leads 7-3. First pitch, swung on. Line drive right to Muntz. He didn't catch it on in the air, but he dropped it. He's able to pick it up and tag first base for the first out. A hard hit ball by the batter, Abdi Allaire. Muntz honestly went down like a catcher would to stop that ball. Just instincts taking over when it's hit so hard to you. Muntz usually a catcher. If you're watching on MLB TV, you just saw him show the rest of the infield what he did. He just collapsed on top of that ball. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. You do have to respect the guys who have been at first base this season for the Rawhide. They are not used to playing first base. Usually catchers. The only other one is Bautista, who's an outfielder. The pitch is a cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2 to Najee Gaskins. Sanchez is in relief for Montes de Oca, fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Four pitches, two outs.
Now batting is the catcher, Max Wright.
Max Wright batting from the left side. Two down, nobody on. Rawhide lead by four. And last chance for the Giants. The pitch. Swung on, a two-hopper to the shortstop. Lawler fields it, the throw to first. It's offline, but Muntz tags him on the back. And the Rawhide win for the first time in 9 days. The Rawhide win. They finally snap the nine-game losing streak, prevent the sweep. They defeat the Giants by a score of 7-3. For those of you watching on MILB TV, thank you so much for joining us today for this afternoon game. Rawhide defeat the Giants by a score of 7-3. Signing off from MILB TV, remember tomorrow is an off day. We will be in Rancho Cucamonga for a sixth game series, the first week of a two-week road trip. First pitch in Rancho Cucamonga will be at 6:30. I'll be live on the MLB First Pitch app, as well as at rawhidebaseball.com. For those of you watching on MLB TV, thank you for joining us and enjoy your Sunday afternoon. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from MLB TV. Those of you listening on rawhidebaseball.com and the MLB First Pitch app, stay tuned for the post-game show. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide finally win. They snap a nine-game losing streak. And they defeat the Giants by a score of 7-3. They prevent the sweep and are now 5-10 on the season. The Giants fall to 10-5 on the year. Let's take you through this game. The Rawhide scored first. They scored four runs in the first inning. Patino led it off with a single, and then with one out, De Los Santos singled. Runners on first and second. And then Muntz singled into left field, driving in Patino, making it a 1-0 ball game. And then Junior Franco hit a ground rule double, scoring Santos, making it 2-0. Muntz was on third, Franco on second, and Walters grounded out to second. Muntz was able to score on that, making it 3-0, and then Franco scored on a wild pitch, making it a 4-0 ball game. The Giants would not score until the top of the fourth inning. A 2-run blast hit by Dylan Rosario made it a 4-2 ball game. Rawhide answered back in the bottom half of the fifth inning with another run. It was a wild pitch on Manuel Mercedes, allowing Wilder Patino to score, make it a 5-2 game. Then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, G.J. Hill reached on a fielding error by the second baseman, allowing Walters to score, making it a 6-2 ball game. Top half of the seventh, Najee Gaskins doubled to score a layer, making it 6-3. But then in the bottom half of the eighth inning, final run scored for the Rawhide is hit by J.J. DeRossio. His first home run in the California League, his third professional home run, made it a 7-3 ball game, and that is the final score. Your starting pitcher for the Rawhide today, Liam Norris, pitched so well. 4 2/3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs off of 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 7. Does not get the win because he did not complete 5 innings of work. Mesa, who came in for him, will get the win. He threw 2 innings, gave up 1 earned run off of 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 3. Really unfortunate for Norris. You could see as he was being taken out with 4 2/3 innings of work, he was saying no to Cortez, saying, no, I don't want to be taken out. I want this win. But he was at 66 pitches, so he was taken out and will not get the win. Mesa picks up his second win of the season. He's now 2-0 with a 3.09 ERA. Montes de Oca gets the hold. He threw a scoreless inning and a third to give up just 1 hit and struck out 2 batters. His ERA stays at 0. David Sanchez threw the ninth inning, had a strikeout, and threw a scoreless ninth inning. It was a 1.69 ERA now on the season. Eric Silva gets the loss for the Giants. He's now 0-1 this season. Gave up 4 earned runs off of 5 hits in 3 innings of work. He did strike out 3. Mercedes, second pitcher of the evening for the Giants. He gave up 2 earned runs off of 3 hits. And McDonald gave up an earned run off of 1 hit in 2 innings of work. He was the third and final pitcher of the afternoon for the Giants. Again, Silva gets the loss. It's his first loss of the season. Mesa gets his second win of the season. Your steal player of the game has to be Liam Norris. One of the best pitching performances I've seen from him. And I've had the privilege of being able to see every single start of his except for 2 of his starts. Again, today, your steal player of the game is Liam Norris. 2 earned runs off of 2 hits, walked 2, struck out a career high of 7, and pitched a career high of 4 2/3 innings. One final time, the final score for the Rawhide, defeating the Giants. Rawhide 7, Giants 3. Rawhide had 10 hits, Giants had 5. Giants committed 2 errors, while the Rawhide did not commit any. Rawhide fall, or rather improved to a 5-10 record. The Giants fall to a 10-5 record. Tomorrow is an off day for the Rawhide. And we'll be back at Rancho Cucamonga on Tuesday to start off a 2-week road trip. First pitch at Rancho will be 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25 from Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Thank you so much for listening to today's broadcast. I do hope you enjoy each and every one of these Rawhide broadcasts. Signing off from the Sun Gazette Press Box, I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon.